Chapter 34. Epiphany. Ultramar. In the course of rising to the position of Grand Master of the Order, the Lion had learned the lesson to command without doubt. Luther had impressed upon him the need to show strength, unwavering commitment, and singularity of purpose at all turns. Even against the greatest of reverses, it was imperative that a leader never once revealed the cracks beneath the surface. Had he learned that lesson too well? Had firm leadership become uncompromising tyranny? Exiling Luther and the others had been an act of leadership, a response to events that sent a message to Luther, but it had been misheard. Had he intended punishment? Perhaps. But the words of trust, of placing the future of the Legion in the hands of Luther, had been meant as spoken. "If only I had returned," he thought. "I should have gone back with them after Zaramond." Even if he could bring himself to confide these thoughts to another, there were none to hear them. He waited for his subordinates in the chamber of Tuchulcha. The warp device's meat puppet stood close at hand, hands limp by his sides, face slack. The Watcher avoided this place, and he wondered if that was a warning in itself. Still, Tuchulcha had another chance to prove itself useful. The power of travel in a galaxy beset by warp storms might yet be decisive in the battles to come. Stennius arrived first, bringing with him Lady Fianna. The navigator kept her gaze on the ground, refusing to look at Tuchulcha. Her body was emaciated, as wasted as the servitor's, her skin lightly walled with scars she had received from a Nephila's warp bolt. Her third eye was covered by a plain silver band, her grey hair cut short. They said nothing above customary greetings and waited in silence until Redloss and Holguin arrived. The Dreadwing's voted lieutenant bore his axe as usual. The brother commander of the Deathwing had his longsword upon a hanger at his back and another great blade at his waist. The Primarch recognized it immediately. The Lion Sword.
"I thought I said to get rid of that," said the Lion, pointing at the blade. "Forgive me, my liege, but your instruction was to take care of these, and I thought it better to be literal in this instance."
Holguin looked slightly lost as he gazed at the Lion, uncertainty etched into his expression.
"I thought I might get the blade reforged, if possible."
The Lion quelled a contemptuous laugh, returning to his earlier thoughts. The Legion was in a fragile state, beset by gloom and setbacks. They would look to him to lead them, to provide guidance and purpose. He bit back his cynicism and said nothing. The last officer summoned was Myrdan of the Librarius. Although he had not been party to earlier strategies, the Psyker had proven himself dedicated while performing his duties in the castrum. His insight would be useful in the trials to come. The Lion looked at them, his closest counsellors. Each had proven their worth and loyalty many times, yet the Lion could not help but feel that his court was incomplete.
"We return to Caliban," he announced.
They looked at him in surprise, even Lady Fianna. Holguin smiled, Redloss frowned. Only Stennius's artificial face betrayed nothing of his thoughts.
"I would not say this expedition to the east has been a waste of time," the Lion continued. "We have faced battles and tribulations, but we have also seen the true measure of the enemy we face, and learned what must be done to prevail. We will not depart Macragge in shame. If you bring me a man that says we have made no difference here, I will call him a liar. I do not know if the Lords Gilliman and Sanguinius can build a new Imperium, but if it is at all possible, they are the ones that will succeed. But it is not my place, our place, to be fettered by the designs of others. Too long have I pursued the agenda laid down by both enemy and ally. Kurz thought to hold us from saving Terra, and though he is now undone, he succeeded in his aim. Gilliman thought to make me a hunting dog, but it was wrong to serve any other master save the true Emperor, and he has been taken from us. The campaign against Horus must continue, but the judgment of victory must change to account for our misfortunes of war. If our exploits in the 500 worlds have taught me anything, it is that no expedition is secure, no war won without a solid foundation. For that reason, we shall return to Caliban. Tuchulcha will bring us through the ruin storm again, and we will seek out Corswain and the rest of the Legion, for I believe that they fight on. With them we shall reunite with my liege brother and fortify Caliban against all aggression. Our assembly here will be all the stronger for the presence of Corswain and Luther. For a long time now it seems that we have been a broken Legion, sundered between Terrans and Calibanites, split by brotherhoods, divided by the necessities and geography of war. Lord Gilliman may have his faults, but he once passed to me a fundamental truth that has formed the basis of all he has achieved. He told me, "No house divided against itself can stand. Our Legion must be one and whole again."
The lion turned to Tuchulcha's meat puppet. The servitor straightened, face animating with a semblance of life.
"How may I be of assistance, lion?" the wasted vessel asked.
"Can you take us to Caliban?"
"Home?"
the creature's lips twisted in a grotesque smile.
"Yes, my home."
"As you will, it shall be done. Do you wish me to move the fleet now?"
The lion shook his head.
"No, we will proceed to the Mandeville Point as though for a normal warp jump. It is even more important now that Gilliman does not learn of your existence. With the device at Sotha crippled, I do not think he would show restraint in obtaining you for himself."
"You are wise and courageous, lion."
Returning his attention to his subordinates, the lion noticed that Holguin's demeanor had changed drastically.
"Why so glum, little brother?" asked the lion. "Have you changed your mind about the prospect of seeing Caliban again?"
"No, my liege. It simply occurs to me that whatever happens next, Kurz has the last laugh. Even if the Emperor had been able to hold for a time, terror has surely fallen now. Though I do not doubt that the Lord Sanguinius and Gilliman will finally have his head for his treasonous acts, bringing the lie to all his claims, his actions may well have gained Horus that victory. He'll be dead, but their traitor's cause is won."
The lion was about to voice some words of reassurance, unthinking, but the platitude died before it reached his lips. The Primarch's heart started to race, as though in the full flow of battle, his skin prickling with thick sweat as a thought tried to free itself from the depths of his mind, like a large beast struggling to escape quicksand. The more he tried to focus on the thought, the more it eluded him.
"What did you say, little brother?"
"Kurz will have won, even though he is going to be executed, my liege. If there was..."
Holguin's words faded as memories swamped the lion.
"You can't kill me. You don't kill me."
He saw Kurz's gloating face, his assertions time and again. Madness or actual foresight?
"Justice has hunted me since the day I opened my eyes on night-shrouded Nostramo. But none of you have the guts to level it. You force me to wait until that assassin's blade strikes. You are all cowards, speaking of conviction but showing none. Not born yet is the wielder of the blade that will bring me peace."
Kurz's claims.
"Before all is done, it is not only my back that will be broken. I will not beg for my life, but you will. Of all your brothers, for me, you will sacrifice your honor."
But it was his other words that burned like fire through the clamor.
You have to accept it. You don't kill me. I am redeemed, my life taken by one of the Emperor's assassins.
To Chulcha!
The lion turned to the servitor, grasping its arm in a massive hand.
Sanguinius's hall is shielded against teleportation. Can you bypass those shields?
The puppet made a pretense of thinking, eyes cocked upwards. The blank gaze returned to the lion a few seconds later.
Yes, lion. The barrier of Macragge is no obstacle to me, though it may hurt you.
Send me to him. To Sanguinius,
the lion snapped. He thrust a finger at the commander of the Deathwing.
And Holguin too. Send us now.
As you command, lion,
the servitor said with a bow. In an instant, the invincible reason disappeared from around them.